BBC News. A child has died and hundreds of people have been taken ill with suspected food poisoning at a camp for displaced people near the Iraqi city of Mosul. People became ill after eating a meal to break the fast of Ramadan. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has sharply criticized several Arab states for their isolation of Qatar. He described it as inhumane and against Islamic values. South Africa's former opposition leader Helen Zille has apologized unreservedly for tweets she sent, saying colonialism was not all bad. She said that in South Africa, the origin of the speaker makes a difference to what's being heard. The authorities in Spain are to prosecute the Portuguese and Real Madrid football star Cristiano Ronaldo, accusing him of tax fraud worth $16.5 million. He has denied the claims. The European Union's chief negotiator on Brexit has demanded formal talks start as soon as possible. Michel Barnier said the British delegation should be stable, accountable and have a mandate. South Korea says it's found a suspected North Korean drone that had been taking photographs of a new American anti-ballistic missile unit. It had crashed close to North Korea's border. A friend of Donald Trump says the president is considering whether to fire the special counsel investigating alleged Russian interference in last year's U.S. election. The White House said the president had not discussed the issue with the media executive. Prosecutors in France say a judicial inquiry has been opened against the giant Franco-Swiss construction firm LafargeHolcim related to its activities in Syria. Judges will investigate whether it financed a terrorist enterprise and endangered lives. In March, the group admitted to what it described as unacceptable practices by arranging payments to local armed groups in Syria's civil war to protect its operations. BBC News.